Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich from Crime Talk. Thanks for watching. A short docket today, and I'll explain why. First, a vigil for Tylee Ryan on her 18th birthday. First, a vigil set for Tylee Ryan on what would be her 18th birthday today. Second, Michelle Tricconis is taken off of house arrest, and the DA is having nothing to do with that. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich. This is Crime Talk. Thanks for watching. First, I want to ask you, if you haven't done so already, hit that subscribe button. Also, strike that little bell up there in the corner so that you receive notifications of when we put up new content or go live. Now, we have an abbreviated docket today. And the reason for that is I got to go do some of that real lawyer stuff, and it's going to take all day. So, first on the docket, guess what? Today would have been Tylee Ryan's 18th birthday, and her family has set up a vigil for her. Obviously, instead of having a birthday, her friends have to have a vigil because she is no longer with us. And her family said that they wanted to remember and celebrate her for what she was, a strong, loving, beautiful young woman, according to Janice Summers, one of the vigil organizers. And her spirit is an example to all of us to love and care and protect anyone around us with everything we have. Now, obviously, everyone knows that Tylee and her 8-year-old brother, Joshua, J.J. Vallo, were found on Chad DeBell's property on June 9th of this year. Tylee and J.J.'s mother, Lori Vallo, has married Chad in November of last year. Now, for months, they refused to tell investigators where the children were, but now the police believe that Tylee was killed on or about September 9th, 2019, and that J.J. died September 23rd, 2019. So today, September 24th, would have been her 18th birthday. And as I stated, people that knew Tylee wanted to express their gratitude for every moment that they had with her and how they were blessed by having her in her life, according to Summer Shiflett, Tylee's aunt. Tylee's aunt said that she was a talented singer, dancer, artist, photographer, decorator, hairstylist, makeup artist, impersonator, and swimmer. She performed in school shows, and she exceeded at everything she tried to do. Obviously, that was cut short. Shiflett noted that Tylee had a great faith in God and said that she said the most beautiful prayers. At a balloon release program in Arizona meant to honor the children last month, Shiflett shared various things about her niece and her personality. Shiflett said that she had a heart of gold and that she would be there for any of her friends that needed her for anything. Now, a makeshift memorial in Tylee and JJ's memory was set up weeks ago across the street from Chad DeBell's home. Now, as you can see, lots of ribbons and bows and flowers and signs have shown up there. And the Rexburg Police Department detectives who have been working on the case have stopped by and paid respects just yesterday. Tylee's aunt wanted to thank the police because although they never met Tylee or JJ, they have devoted the last 10 months of their lives to making sure that justice will be served. Tylee's aunt stated that these men have seen things that cannot be unseen, and she prays that time will dark those memories for them. The vigil is actually set for 8 p.m. this evening at the Porter Park Pavilion in Rexburg. Wish we could be there as well, but certainly our thoughts and prayers go out for Tylee, JJ, and her family. Next on the docket, remember Michelle Tricconis? That's right, the girlfriend of Photos Doulos. Photos Doulos is accused of allegedly killing his wife, although they've never found her remains. He committed suicide, and obviously Michelle Tricconis and his attorney friend are still charged as it relates to the conspiracy to commit murder, tampering with evidence, and hindering prosecution in the death as it relates to Jennifer Doulos. Now, Ms. Tricconis has asked repeatedly that the GPS unit remain on however, that the house arrest provision as a condition of her bond be modified. And the judge issued a 15-page ruling and stated that he understands the seriousness of the defendant's charges and wants to make sure that that cannot be understated. I mean, obviously, she stands charged with two serious felonies, alleging her involvement in a conspiracy to commit murder as it relates to Jennifer Dulos. But the court also notes that she has no prior criminal record, nor any history of violence, and these allegations themselves weigh heavily against the complete termination of her non-financial condition of release. Ms. Draconis, as you may recall, is on a $2.1 million bond. Now, obviously, if she flees the jurisdiction and doesn't come back, whomever is on that bond would have to post that. And normally, the defendant has to provide sufficient collateral for a bond of that size. Mr. Conis's attorney was also contending that the GPS unit was hampering his client's ability to participate in her own defense. And what the judge did, according to the district attorney who's handling the case, is basically split the baby. So he removed the house arrest provision, but required that the GPS remain as a condition of her bond. Now, the district attorney handling this case is filing an appeal with the appellate courts to intervene so that the house arrest provision does not go away. Ms. Draconis has not violated any of her bond conditions and has actually left the state with court permission to be with her father in Florida, who is recovering from the COVID-19 virus. Now, we'll see if Ms. Draconis skips bond if she doesn't have the house arrest provision. Certainly, a GPS ankle monitor can be cut and removed. Seen it happen all the time. Just had a client do it last week. And Ms. Draconis really has nothing left here in the United States. Her adolescent daughter, who lived with her but was away at boarding school, was actually forced to leave last winter and move back to Argentina with the child's father because she was on house arrest in a small apartment and could not attend to the child's needs. Now, I don't think we can forget that Ms. Dulos is charged with obviously the conspiracy related to the death of Jennifer Dulos, but also to the disposing of the bloody items that contained the DNA of the estranged wife who vanished back in May 14th of 2019. Can you believe May 24th of 2019? Over a year already. Now, the attorney, Kent Mahinney, who was a friend and the attorney for Fotos Dulos for civil matters, has also been charged with the conspiracy to commit murder, and he is still in custody on a $2 million bond. Each of the defendants in that case have pled not guilty, and their next court date is set again for October 1st. We'll see, ladies and gentlemen, $2.1 million if you can post that. How much is your freedom worth? We'll see if Ms. Draconis ultimately sticks around for a trial date. Now, quick recess before we go on, even on an abbreviated docket. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for your background subscription service for a small nominal fee where you can cancel at any time. But while you have that subscription, you can anonymously search as many people as you want. And in that background search, you're going to get information that's going to show emails associated with an individual, telephone numbers, social media information. You'll also get criminal background records that will show arrests, sex offender registration, property records, marital records, bankruptcies. These are things you need to know about people. We don't make a move. We use this in our law firm. We literally search every witness on a case that's going to trial or that we're actually investigating. We use it. It works. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. Go to Crime Talk Search today and get your background subscription service. You'll be glad that you did. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Please meet Ira Kaczynski. That's right. Police made contact with Mr. Kaczynski on a report of a disturbance at a residence on Monday evening. The caller told the deputy that Mr. Kaczynski was found there, found out that there was an arrest warrant for his arrest, and he began acting erratically. The deputies found Mr. Kaczynski incoherent in his bedroom in the house with a syringe, spoon, and heroin also in the room. Now, Mr. Kaczynski started convulsing outside the residence, and the two deputies gave him a dose of Narcan to treat the narcotics overdose. Paramedics arrived to transport Mr. Kaczynski to the hospital. Now, the ambulance was driving to the Lower Keys Medical Center with one deputy following. The ambulance stopped suddenly in the center turn lane, and Mr. Kaczynski jumped out and ran away. The deputy ran after him, called for assistance, and was ultimately apprehended. When Mr. Kaczynski was put in the patrol car and not taken to the hospital, he stated to the officers that he had ingested 4 bags of heroin before the deputies had come into his house. And once Mr. Kaczynski was cleared, he was booked in, where he remains in custody for probation violations, resisting arrest, heroin possession, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Now, obviously, we are somewhat sympathetic to Mr. Kaczynski's drug issues. However, taking 4 bags of heroin, ingesting them, well, that's just plain dumb. And it could potentially kill you. Also, jumping out of an ambulance when you know you're in custody and the police car right behind you, also dumb. Now, let's hope that Mr. Kaczynski stays in custody long enough that he can get clean and sober, because that's what he needs. But Mr. Kaczynski, if you continue to do this, and taking heroin is dumb, and I understand it's a powerful addiction, it is going to kill you. Please, please, Mr. Kaczynski, stop. That's all we've got today. Thanks for watching. Sorry it's an abbreviated version. We'll make it up to you, I promise, but I got to go do some of that real lawyer stuff. Have a great day.